From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Gunfire in Ferguson, Missouri injures police officers. Two policemen were shot in the Midwestern U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, early Thursday morning, hours after the city's police chief resigned in the wake of a Justice Department report accusing the department of racially biased policing. This incident occurred as protesters were gathered outside the Ferguson police station. One of the officers, a member of the St. Louis County Police Department, was shot in the shoulder. The other officer from the nearby town of Webster Groves was shot in the face. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said the officers were conscious but described their wounds as very serious.
Now this evening, the only shots that we were aware of were the shots that were taken from across the street. In other words, these police officers were standing there and they were shot. Just because they were police officers.
However, witnesses in Ferguson reported that the shots appeared to come from a hill across the street from the station. A large number of police officers were deployed outside the station moments after the shots rang out. Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson submitted his resignation Wednesday, 7 months after Darren Wilson, a white police officer, fatally shot unarmed black teenager Michael Brown during a street confrontation last August. Two high-ranking U.S. Secret Service agents are under investigation due to allegations they drove a government car into a security barricade at the White House after drinking at a late-night party. In a story reported by the Washington Post, local police and Secret Service officers were investigating the discovery of a suspicious package when the agents drove to an entrance that had been closed off. More on our webpage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 20 international aid groups are sharply criticizing the United Nations Security Council, saying it has failed to implement three resolutions passed last year seeking to boost humanitarian assistance to Syrian civilians caught in that country's civil war. The 21 humanitarian and human rights organizations delivered what they called a failing grade for world powers and the broader international community as Syria's uprising against President Bashar Assad enters its fifth year. A new report by a South Korean human rights organization details abuses suffered by North Korean workers who are sent to work outside the country but still often live in harsh, prison-like conditions.
The Database Center for North Korean Human Rights in Seoul based its report on interviews with 20 North Korean defectors, most of whom were dispatched to work in 9 countries, including China, Russia, and Kuwait. One defector described the experience of working abroad as harsher than the life in prison camps in North Korea. South Korea's foreign ministry estimates North Korea has dispatched about 50,000 laborers to 40 countries. They are often employed to do demanding manual labor, working 15 hours a day in factories, farms, lumber camps, and construction sites. The group's analysts estimate the practice brings in more than $2 billion a year for the North Korean state. Brian Patton reporting for Yumi Kim, VOA News Seoul.
Authorities in Myanmar have freed several students detained after a bloody protest, but others involved in the standoff over a new education law will face charges, including disrupting stability, and that carries a 2-year prison term. The government announced Wednesday that students who are currently in university will be freed on humanitarian grounds, while 10 Buddhist monks detained after a police crackdown on the protest in Letpadan had also been released. Several student leaders and other protesters were brought to court under tight security Wednesday and were charged with 5 different counts ranging from disrupting public tranquility, which can result in a prison term of up to 2 years, to joining an unlawful assembly, which carries a 6-month prison sentence and or a fine. Nearly 130 people, including about 60 students, were detained Tuesday after hundreds of riot police charged their protest, pummeling them with batons and then dragging them into trucks, bringing a harsh end to a week-long standoff. And the roof of a 5-story cement factory under construction in Bangladesh collapsed Thursday, killing at least 4 workers and trapping many others, according to officials. About 150 workers were on duty when the collapse occurred at Mangla and Bagerhat district, according to fire officials. He said at least 30 people were rescued from under the debris. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.